Fratura asked him to explain in more detail what he meant by this. I remember that Ivan paused. He always had a good sense of theatre. He crossed the suite and opened the curtains. It was a wet morning, there had been heavy rain all night. Through the glass, it looked as though the thick fog of the New York skyline was going to seep into the room. What he said next was the best of him. In fact, his response to Fratura would form the basis of all the early statements released on behalf of Resurrection outlining our movement's basic goals and rationale. Those who know that they have done wrong, he said, those who have lied in order to achieve their political goals, those who consciously spread fear and hate, those who knowingly benefit from greed and corruption, any person who has helped to bring about the current political crisis in the United States by spreading propaganda and misinformation, those who aid and abet the criminal regime in Moscow, those who lied and manipulated in order to see England, sick, break from the European Union, those who support and actively benefit from the collapse of secular Islamic states, who crush dissent and free speech and willingly erode basic human rights, any person seeking to spread the virus of male white supremacy or deliberately to stoke anti-Semitism or to suppress women's rights in any form, all of these people, we will begin in the United States and countries such as Russia, the Netherlands, Turkey, and the United Kingdom, are legitimate targets for acts of retribution. Bankers, journalists, businessmen, bloggers, lobbyists, politicians, broadcasters. They are to be chosen by us, by you, on a case-by-case basis, and their crimes exposed to the widest possible audience. The beauty of Ivan's idea was that it was individually targeted. This is what made it different to Antifa, to Black Lives Matter, to Occupy, to all those other groups who are only ever interested in public protest, in rioting, in civil disorder for its own sake. Those groups changed nothing in terms of people's behavior, but instead gave various parties a chance merely to pose, to demonstrate their own virtue. There is a great difference between people of action and people of words, no? One thing you can say about Ivan Simakov, without a shadow of a doubt, is that he was a man of action. At no point did anybody suggest that the targets for Resurrection were too broadly defined. We were all what you would call in English fellow travelers. We were all, with the exception of Mr. Fratura, in our 20s or early 30s. We were angry. Very angry. We wanted to do something. We wanted to fight back. We had grown up with the illegal wars in Iraq and Syria. We had lived through the financial crisis and seen not one man nor woman imprisoned for their crimes. All of us had been touched by the manifest corruption and greed of the first two decades of the new century. We felt powerless. We felt that the world as we knew it was being taken away from us. We lived and breathed this conviction and yearned to do something about it. Ivan was a brilliant man. Possessed of fanatical zeal, as well as what I always recognized as considerable vanity. But nobody could ever accuse him of lacking passion and the yearning for change. A policy of nonviolence was immediately and enthusiastically endorsed by the group. At that stage, nobody thought of themselves as the sort of people who would be involved in assassinations, in bombings, in terrorist behavior of any kind. Everybody knew that deaths, accidental or otherwise, of innocent civilians would quickly strip the movement of popular support and allow the very people who were being targeted for retribution to accuse Resurrection of fascism, of murder, of association with nihilistic left-wing paramilitary groups. This, of course, is exactly what happened. Ivan spoke about his ideas for evading capture, eluding law enforcement and intelligence services, men such as yourselves. This is the only meeting of its kind between us that will ever take place, he said. There were silent nods of understanding. People already respected him. They had experienced at first hand the force of his personality. Once you had met Ivan Simakov, you never forgot him. We will never again communicate or speak face to face. Nothing may come from what we discussed today. I have a plan for our first attacks, all of which may be prevented from taking place or fail to happen.